Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We have heard this Lutheran confessional reading from the Epistle of St. Paul to Romans so many times, we hardly recognize what the words mean now. I remember when I was a student at the seminary here, one notable professor said in the classroom that he can't hear any more sermons about the gospel being the power of God for salvation, based on the meaning of the Greek word for power, dunamis, namely that the gospel is God's dynamite. So I just couldn't miss the opportunity. Dynamite is indeed not the kind of power we want to have around us in regular life. And yet the gospel of Jesus Christ and Him crucified remains the fountain of grace that would never dry out. Times change, but the gospel stays the same. Likewise, it is essentially the self-same gospel, irrespective to whom it is preached, Jews and Gentiles, Greeks and barbarians. No strategies, no special ministries that we may develop over time, trying to be more successful in our business-like approach to the church that we sometimes confuse with religious corporation, may be a substitute for the clear message of Christ and Him crucified. Church is not a club reserved for the elite or a ghetto, but a community filled with the presence of Christ in His gifts. Community called to be the light to all people. St. Paul says repeatedly that he wants to come to Rome. The whole movement of the church in the book of Acts is from Jerusalem to Rome. And so Paul reflects that same sentiment. From Jerusalem and all the way around to Illyricum, I have fulfilled the ministry of gospel of Jesus Christ. All roads lead to Rome. Paul himself was a Roman citizen, a high privilege that for another 150 years it would be very difficult to acquire in the Roman Empire. And for a typical Roman citizen, that transcendent Roma Aeterna, great imperial Rome with its richly decorated temples, magnificent palaces, wide forums, colossal statues of the divinized emperors, massive Egyptian obelisks, was a measure of all being, a center of the universe. Everything in Rome cried out about the universal power of the Caesar. And yet Paul wants to come to that city for the sake of the gospel, which speaks of the dishonorable execution which was reserved for slaves and terrorists, execution of political criminal at the outskirts of the Roman Empire as having salvific significance for the whole mankind, for you and me. And in that culture, with its very special perception of honor, he is not ashamed of the gospel, which seems to lack philosophical depth and subtlety that Greeks and Romans held in so high esteem. St. Paul speaks of the faith of the Roman Christians, which is proclaimed in all the world. It is confession of Christ by the Romans, their conviction, purity of doctrine that Paul has in mind, and yet he has so much more to teach the church about Christ and salvation. This faith is baptismal. The night is far gone, the day is at hand. This faith is nurtured by Christ and His gifts, and so yields fruit. The gospel that Paul wants to bring to Rome is manifested also in the works of mercy. He collects money for the saints in Jerusalem who desperately need them. He goes to Jerusalem first to do this special diaconia, and only then can he come to Rome. And this is not a detour of his gospel ministry. This is precisely what his gospel ministry is all about. For Christ, who preached himself, also performed the deeds of mercy, and the two were inseparable. Moreover, Paul strives to come to Rome, where he will be imprisoned, following the way of Christ. And then, at some later point, he will be taken outside the city walls and beheaded, dying the noble death of a Roman citizen, dying as the one who is not ashamed of the gospel, not ashamed until death. And that death of St. Paul in Rome, as well as martyrdoms of numerous faithful men and women in that city, will bring glory to the Lord and provide the real church growth. Imperial Rome fell, having succumbed to the barbarians. But the gospel of Christ Jesus, championed by Apostle Paul, lasted until now. For the last hundreds of years, various countries took turns as the world leaders. Spain, France, England. Where is Rome today? Common opinion holds that it is the United States that plays this role in the modern world. We observe how Pax Americana started dissolving in recent years, while anti-Christian sentiments are on the rise. We don't know what will be the future of this blessed land or the future of other lands, but we know that the gospel will remain to be the power for salvation, even though earthly empires rise and fall, as it also happened in the past. At what seems totally tragic within our personal microcosm may be yet another spin of history, with the church militant still abiding in her gifts, while the faith of first century Roman Christians is still clearly manifested in the churches of Lutheran confession, which proclaim the righteousness of God revealed in the gospel of Christ Jesus. Amen.